From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. All 152 people aboard a jetliner that has crashed in Pakistan are now believed to have been killed. The plane plunged into an area of forests and hills near Islamabad as it was trying to land in stormy weather. The BBC's Lise Doucette says there's no road into the area where the plane hit the ground.
Rescue teams, including special troops, have had to walk, we understand, for about 2 hours to get to the site. And even the helicopters that have been clattering overhead all morning have found it difficult to land because the wreckage burst into flames. So there was a whole cloud of thick smoke, which made visibility very, very difficult. So it was thwarting all aspects of what was already a very, very difficult rescue operation.
The BBC's Lise Doucette, the Airbus jet apparently sent no emergency signals before the crash. The head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the oil from BP's blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico is degrading rapidly and is increasingly difficult to spot on the surface of the Gulf. But she says the oil is likely to have a major ongoing impact on the region. Eric Smith with the Tulane Energy Institute says the shoreline remains very vulnerable.
Ironically, oil washing up on sandy beaches is about the best thing that could happen because that's the easiest oil to clean up. The worst oil to clean up is the oil that's in the swamps.
Smith says of the oil that has not made it ashore, about 40% is probably evaporated. The jury in the political corruption trial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich will begin deliberations today. NPR's David Shaper reports lawyers for both sides painted an unflattering picture of Blagojevich in closing arguments.
Blagojevich's own defense attorney portrayed the former governor as silly, foolish, and a poor judge of the people around him. No one can say he's the sharpest knife in the drawer, defense lawyer Sam Adam Jr. told the jury, but he is not corrupt. A federal prosecutor, however, countered the notion that Blagojevich is somehow the accidentally corrupt governor, telling the jury he is trying to blame others for his own corrupt actions, and it's time to hold him accountable. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
A House vote approving $59 billion in funding for the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq has exposed a widening rift among Democratic lawmakers. Congressman Norm Dix of Washington argued that the funding was badly needed.
By mid-August, we'll start running out of funds for key crucial accounts, and they'll have to start making adjustments.
The gentleman's time has expired.
That will be ridiculous.
But Congressman Jim McGovern of Massachusetts says the money could be better used here at home.
We're told that we can't afford to help states keep cops on the beat or teachers in the classroom. We're told we can't afford to help more families send their kids to college. But we're asked to borrow another $33 billion for nation building in Afghanistan.
More Republicans than Democrats voted for the war funding bill. A roadside bomb blast has killed at least 25 people in southern Afghanistan. The bomb placed beside a highway was triggered by a crowded bus. This is NPR News. President Obama makes another push today for legislation that he says would help small businesses and create new jobs. He's slated to speak at a sandwich shop in New Jersey, the type of business he says would benefit from the bill, which would set up a $30 billion fund from which community banks could draw to fund loans.
We know that many of these businesses still can't get the loans and the capital they need to keep their doors open and hire new workers. That's why we've proposed steps to get them that help.
The president will also attend Democratic Party fundraisers in New York. A new analysis of research suggests that people who have strong relationships with family, friends, and coworkers tend to live longer than those who don't. NPR's Patty Naiman reports on the study, which is published in the journal PLOS Medicine.
Researchers from Brigham Young University analyzed studies which measured the actual number of human interactions people had over a 7-year period and compared that to their likelihood of death. They found the more people interacted with other people, the longer they lived. In fact, the most socially active people improved their odds of survival by 50%. And it didn't matter whether the interactions were with family, friends, or colleagues. Researchers don't know why being socially involved might affect physical health, but suggest it could have to do with anything from a calming touch to finding meaning in life. Nor do they know whether people were actually happy with their relationships. If they were, researchers say, that could boost survival even more. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
Lawmakers in Spain's Catalonia region have voted to outlaw bullfighting. It's the first major region in the country to do so. The ban in the area that includes Barcelona takes effect in 2 years. I'm Craig Windham,